יפה מאוד, שמעתי יפה.
So when so Chavos Chaim speaks about today, again when the halachas of Rechivos, he says the following. In the laws of Lashon Hara, the Chavos Chaim discussed the concept of apei tlasa, where a negative statement was made in the presence of three or more people. If we remember, the Chavos Chaim said we should not use this license because it's very complicated when to use this license. So basically, even if Rechilos was stated in front of three or more people, we still do not have a license to repeat it. We shouldn't rely on this license. Chavos Chaim then discusses the halacha, which is wide application in our daily lives. He owes a case of a business partner who is seeking to break up a partnership and find himself a new partner, but it's unsuccessful in finding someone who meets his requirements. So it's forbidden to tell the partner, you know, your partner was thinking of replacing you. It's Rechilos, right? Reuben decides he doesn't like Shimon anymore. He'd rather find a new business partner. Not a new partner, he's looking for someone else, right? He's looking around, asking around, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvolun. No one's a good match for him, right? So now, it's Rechilos for Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvolun, Dan, Naphtali, God, Asher, all these people to go back and tell Shimon, you know what I mean? Your partner Reuben is looking for a new partner. That would be Rechilos. Because obviously, the second partner, Shimon, will feel very hurt that his partner wanted to break up the partnership. Furthermore, once a seed of distrust is planted in one's heart, it's very difficult to uproot it. The second partner will worry about the stability of the partnership, will start viewing his action in the light of, is he happy with me, or is he about to walk out the door? This insecurity can lead to anger and ultimately may very well destroy the partnership. Right, and we can apply this to other cases also. Two friends always coordinate their work schedules, take a vacation together. One of the friends contemplates taking a new traveling partner on his next vacation, but then changes his mind. Someone tells the other friend about his traveling partner's original plans. Obviously, he'll be very hurt and rejected. Chavos Chaim concludes by quoting the Rambam, who says, one who tells his friend's words which cause harm to someone, physically or financially, which will cause him distress or fright, this is Lashon Hara. If it's going to cause the person to be hurt in any way, then it's considered Lashon Hara. So to tell A that, you know, Mr. B, your partner, wants to break up from you, he was trying to break up and he couldn't help it, he couldn't find anybody else, that's considered Lashon Hara. That could even be sometimes Lashon Hara or
Rechil. Is also
Issur D'oraisa? Yeah. Rashi says, that's the kid. He said, don't be a peddler. That's peddling. Yeah, it's D'oraisa. Yes, also the right. Fine, Baruch Hashem, that was day 95 in Chavos Chaim. Now.
And where are we holding in Malchus?
We're holding now. We're going to start quickly to the bottom of Yudah on the base. And going on to Tesfah over to Aleph, 4DB 15A. Yeah, when the study of Rabbi Yochanan. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah. I understand why he flipped.
Why did Rabbi Yochanan flip? So what do we say? What do we have until now? What do we have until now? We said the past 2 days, right? We said, what's the general? The general call is, if you have a negative commandment, a lois asay, right? You have a lois asay, followed by a asay, right? The asay follows it. Then you don't get malchus, right? If you have a positive commandment, don't leave over the car. Then you have that say which says burn it. So that the burning, it fixes up the lois asay, and therefore you don't get malchus. That's what we said, that's the rule. Right? That's the rule. You have a lois asay, then asay, that erases your matzalah, and nothing lois asay, that say removes your lois asay. Come to Rabbi Yochanan and says, but let's say you have a scenario where you're supposed to do that say first. Let's say you have someone's tamei, you're in the camp, you're supposed to leave the camp first. Right? The Torah tells you first, that say. And then it says, you shouldn't enter the can, right? What's the halacha in such a case? Let's say first I do the lois asay, I walked out, first of all I entered, and now I walk out. So I did the lois asay, right? I did the lois asay of don't enter, and then I want to do the asay of leaving the can. So if I did the lois asay and then the asay, do I still get malchus? Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, you still get Malchus. Right? Even though I did a like Tasei, and then I did the Tasei afterwards. Right? First, I entered the camp. I transgressed the negative death. Right? And then I left the camp. Still, the halacha is you would get Malchus.
You get Malchus because of the order it says in the Torah?
So first of all, it's Rashi to the first of all, the order it says in the Torah. And also, the normal way of doing it, if the only way to do it is to do it afterwards, let's say you leave over the Netzer, then you burn it. The only place to do the Asay is after the Lis Asay, then it erases your Asay. Then it erases your Lis Asay.
It fixes it up.
It fixes it. Right? But if you could have done this Asay first, so it turns into giving the Asay to necessarily fix up my Lis Asay. So even if you do it afterwards, right? Let's say he said, do not enter. You entered. And a person was coming, you entered. So even if he walks out, still you'll get him out, because that's Rabbi Yochanan's. Comes in mind, say fine. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you say, exactly, I didn't say fine. Right? So what would be the reason to support this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan? Why would I support it? Right? What would be the support for this Rabbi Yochanan? From our Mishnah, says that someone who walks into the Beis HaMikdash when he's coming, they get Malchus. Right? They get Malchus. And why can't you just say, walk out? Why should you get Malchus? You could do the assay of walking out. You could do the assay of walk out. You do the assay of leaving the camp. You'll fix your lessons and you walked in now. So just leave. So it must be.
The problem is he's already tummy. Now, if he was not tummy and he was there and he suddenly became tummy, then he has to walk out.
Correct. But even now, even if he came, walked in when he's tummy, you're right. That's the normal case. You're inside. But let's say the scenario is, let's just give an example. He started outside. He walked inside. So he already transgressed, do not enter. Right?
Right.
And then, so now, let him leave. Let him get the positive grab without leaving. Should fix up. What did he do wrong? He entered. He did a lesson to say, do that. So fix it up. So why can't you do that? Why do you still get mocked? Because we say, since the normal way, like you're saying, like the rabbi's saying, the normal way, usually, you could do that stay first. You're in there already, then you can walk out. Therefore, this essay is considered that it comes before the lesson. So therefore, they'll take off your mocked.
So if he already knows that he's coming.
Right.
And he intentionally walks in.
Right.
He's violent.
Yeah, so okay, Malchus. And even if he walks out, he did the Asay walking out, it's not going to help him in this scenario. He'll still get Malchus. That would be the support for Rabbi Yochanan's case. This would be the support for Rabbi Yochanan's case. But now, what did Gemara say? So why did Rabbi Yochanan himself, why did he back down? What made him back down from his original statement? Because against Aris, it's fine. Here in the case of Aris, he backed down because of this case. He's saying, maybe he had a case of Aris, so she's making him back down. Why? Because what's the case of Aris? A guy went and he forced the lady to be with him. Forced the woman to be with him. So first the Torah says, you have Asay, Latia Isha, you have to marry this lady. Right? You have to marry her. You're forced to marry her. That's Asay, you should marry her. Right? Comes a list, Asay, that says, don't divorce her. Right? So what should be in such a case? Let's say the guy went and he divorced her. And then he remarried her. Oh. So if you have a positive, and then then it's followed by the negative.
Positive after the negative.
Oh, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, what should be the case, really? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you should know. You should get Malchus. And what is our mission? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you should get Malchus. Right?
An Israeli, someone who's not a Kohen.
Right, Israel. What do we say? What's the price that you
can remarry?
He can remarry, and
but a Kohen cannot remarry, so he gets Malchus.
Fine. So a Kohen gets Malchus. What about the Yisrael? What's that look? Because he can't go. He can't because he can't do the assay. So the Kohen can't do the assay. So he gets Malchus. But the Yisrael who can do the assay,
doesn't get Malchus.
We're telling you, he doesn't get Malchus.
Back to the classic negative followed by positive, no Malchus.
Positive followed by a negative.
He does the
he remarries. We're not really looking at that.
It's the positive followed by a negative.
In the Gemara, step one we're saying right now it's what do you mean? It's not part of the equation.
The equation is first. The Torah says
marry.
Good. Then the Torah says don't divorce her. You have a positive followed by a negative.
Right. All right. But you're right. If you divorce or remarry, it's true. It's understood from that. However, this positive commandment wasn't given only after the negative commandment.
That's what we said. This positive commandment wasn't specifically given to do only after the negative commandment. You could have done it first, correct? This positive commandment to marry her, right? You usually do it before you do the negative.
Right.
Good. So therefore, we're looking at it as if it's a positive before the negative, right?
Well,
no, actually, you're right. You could technically speak, you do it after.
Is that how Rashi explains it?
Then you could do it afterward, but since
it was Hutter, he remarries her.
As soon as he remarries her,
no, yes. The second time he remarries her. If you divorce her, you remarry her.
Yeah, you're partner, yes.
The fact that you could remarry her makes
it. You're more correct in this way.
Yeah, because you could. Right, be correct in your say. But what do we see here? Even though it's a case of an assay, and then there's a list, right? First, assay came. First is the positive kind of right. Marriage, and then the less is it. Still, we're saying you don't get malchus.
Right.
So there's a question on the rule of Rebbe, and it's just told me if you do that, if you have a positive, followed by a negative, you do get malchus. Right? That's it. Now we say here, you have a positive, you should marry her, followed by a negative. Here we say you don't get malchus.
It's not a question on the rule of Rebbe Yochanan.
It's a question on our shot, on the
Rebbe Yochanan. It's a support of the reason why Rebbe Yochanan flipped.
Oh, that's what we mean. Fine.
Because you have to hold that.
I understand. It's the same thing. It's
but
same
no, but the whole rest of the Gemara flows from that thing.
Aren't we leaving something out? I mean, originally, it's you're not supposed to rape a woman. If you rape the woman, which is a negative, then you have to marry her.
No, that's not the part. That's not fixing up. That the fact that you marry her is not fixing up because you forced her. It's not the fixing up is always to do exactly what you did wrong. You leave over, you have to burn. The fact that you're marrying her over here, that's not what's fixing up that you forced her. That's not how it's working here.
But you're not supposed to force her.
Of course not.
Fine, but I'm saying, but we're explaining that even though you forced her, the point that Torah told you to marry her, this positive commandment is not fixing that negative commandment you're forcing her.
It's positive commandment.
The positive commandment is to marry her. But it's not, right. It's like, if it's not, because you're not fixing up what you did wrong. If you left over, you burn it, you fixed up for leaving up. If you stole, you return it. But here, the mitzvah of marrying is not coming to fix the fact that you forced her. That's oh, here's the other way. The fact that you divorced her, you did a negative, so you remarry her, that's how you fixed it.
Okay.
Fine. If you divorced her, how do you fix it? You divorced her, so you did a negative. Where you fixed it is by marrying her.
By marrying her, you're just doing a mitzvah to say, but you're not fixing it.
You marry her. The Gemara wants to say now. The Gemara is asking that we see that the price says it is fixing it.
So this is fixing.
But you're fixing why? You're not fixing that you forced to be with her. It's her to be with you. You're fixing the fact you got divorced. The second marriage.
Oh, so what about the first marriage? Okay. What is that doing?
It's not the first marriage. Because of the stamina. The third is that this first marriage is fixing up. It's not a say fixing up the lois. It's
just an essay.
It's not say. It's not. That's not the first time. The first marriage not fixing up. The marriage.
It's just your punishment. Marriage is your punishment. You didn't fix anything.
In this scenario, the third marriage meant that you're. That's, right. It's not fixing it. It's not fixing what you did wrong.
But she's telling
You marry someone when you're raped and then have to stay with them the rest of your life. It might be an interesting marriage.
No, so I'll tell you, they say, they're interested in why is punishment the marriage? Why is it a punishment? Because usually it's not a punishment. They say over here, you're forced to marry her even if she's ugly. That's what you're trying to say. Let's say she's an ugly lady.
Why'd you rape her?
That's a different question. But the point is, the second you're forced to do something, you don't want to do it anymore. When you're forced to marry a lady, you don't want to marry her anymore.
Right.
No matter what. If you're forced to marry her, you're not going to be interested in marriage. So it's a punishment. You're forced to marry. Once you're forced to do something, you never want to do it. That's human nature. When you're forced, you're not interested anymore.
Well, that's the advantage of a rowing thing.
Okay, so we have the case of onus. Onus is coming to be a support for the reason why Rabbi Yochanan flipped.
Right. This is a reason why he would bet. Right. However, comes the Gemara, and the Gemara said, I don't think it's such a good reason. I don't think it's such a good reason. One second. Okay, look, I'm good, go there. Fine, so we said, so we're going to say. Fine, so let's, we'll stop at Ula again. So Amar Ula, let's see, we're holding now. How many lines are at the top? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 lines at the top, 2 lines, 2 words for that. Amar Ula, Ula says, Lo Yomar, sorry, what's that? Good starting point, that's what we're holding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Amar Ula, Lo Yomar, Lo Siyali Isha Ba'inas. The Ligma might say Shemra.
Thank you.
second.
It's a weird lesson.
Mm-hmm. One second. I don't know where we're holding. That's where we're holding the Gemara?
Yeah.
So Amarula, Allah, you're the Torah shouldn't write Lo Siyali Isha, but Ines, it shouldn't say the should doesn't have to tell me the pasuk that you should marry her the first time. But Ines, the Lo Gemara Mitzvah Shemer, I could really learn it out from a Kavah Chaimer from Mitzvah Shemer, which means Ula is explaining to us that he Ula wants to tell us that this is really a case that the Asay came afterwards. Why? Because the first time the Torah tells you to marry, I don't need it to tell me to marry the first time, because I could have learned it from Mitzvah Shemer. What's my Xerishav? What's my Kavach Omer? Uma Mitzvah Shemra. And what's the case of Mitzvah Shemra? Shalai Asa Mais over there, in the case where someone spoke badly about their new wife and said that she's not a virgin. Over there, we tell you over there that still you have to marry her, even though you didn't do an action. And still, Amrachman in the Torah tells us, V'loi Tiel Isha, to him it should be for a wife. So, Oinus, in a case where you force her and you did an action, like Kalshkin, isn't it certain, all the more so, you should have to marry her. So what happens now? So now we have an extra pasuk by Ines, right? We don't need you to tell me that you should marry her the first time. So if it's not for the topic to teach me before you got divorced, right? Lefana before the divorce. So now Inya, learn for the topic la'akhra for afterwards to teach you that even after you get divorced, you still have to remarry her. She'im girish, that if he divorced her, yachter, then he has to take her back. So we're saying, this is not a good reason for Rabbi Yehuda to back down. Because this case is really a, what does I say? It's a negative followed by a positive. Right, why? So I don't need the Torah's first assay to come here. Because I can know from a Kavach Chaimer, from a Tishemer. If in the case of a Tishemer, you didn't do an action, we forced you to marry her, if I'm a Tishemer, you only did a thing, but for sure, when you did an action, for sure you have to marry her.
You do it 100%.
What?
Yeah. Can I show you how to draw it? That people you can. If you want.
I didn't draw it. I just drew it over here.
It's hard because we're gonna have to keep following.
Yeah.
Where did you draw it?
Make it over here. I just switched.
I just drew color
over
here.
I'm just saying
about
it. It's all good.
Right now we have a positive followed by a negative, right? And that equals no makos. No makos. Right? And that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan flipped. Now, and this is coming from the pasuk of Ones, which is the positive commandment to marry her, and the negative commandment is don't divorce her.
Right.
Now, what the Kavah Homer is coming to tell us is this positive is not being taught from Ones, it's being taught from the Kavah Homer.
Right.
That positive of marry her is being taught from the Kavah Homer. So we're not using the pasuk of Ones, which was the whole reason why Rabbi Yochanan flipped the case of Ones, right? So now, in the case of Ones, we only have first coming a negative, and then the Kavah Homer is saying, if you don't use it from the beginning, because we're not using that pasuk of Ones for the beginning, we come to use it at the end. So now we have a negative. That's the pasuk of Ones there. So now we really have a negative followed by a positive, which equals.
Makes sense. Why equals?
Which equals?
Which should equal nomakos.
Which equals nomakos, which is our original thing of nomakos, and therefore the whole case of Ones is not a proof for why Rav Yochanan
changes his statement.
Exactly.
But I thought that his framer gets lashes and he has to pay a penalty to the father.
That's the next step.
Why can't somebody say that the pasuk should have been written in reverse? We never said it should have been written.
We're making the drusha. We're understanding that it means the second marriage. But I say the pasuk should have been written in reverse. We're understanding that when the pasuk is referring to getting married, it's referring to the second marriage. And I say the pasuk is written the way it's supposed to be written. I mean, we're just explaining that when the pasuk says you should lo'ay to yeli isha, you should marry her, it's referring to the second marriage.
It says, lo yuchal shokar kol yamav. He can't send her away. He can't divorce her all his life. And then it says that he should marry her.
Right.
That's what the pasuk should say.
No, Hashem writes it whatever he wants. We make drush. We understand. Say Hashem is infant when we start learning Kabbalah. We tell people why I have to say it this way.
So we could be making a drush or making a halakha.
It's not me. Not me. Chazal. That they made drush. They were close with Moshe Rabbeinu. A lot of it was from Moshe Rabbeinu.
So there's a chance that what they're saying is not what Hashem was saying.
It's not. There's no chance. We believe that 100%. Whatever Chazal knew exactly what Hashem said. They were very close to Hashem. They knew exactly what Hashem said. That's what we have a munah and Chazal. Everything Chazal said, we believe it. They were much closer to Hashem, not us. We don't know anything. They weren't confused.
No, is
clarity.
That the formal warning for the onus, the rapist? Or does he have to have two witnesses?
Could be, what, if, for which punishment?
Oh, good question. I mean, he's already raped, so he's forced her, so...
You have to have witnesses as a source of it happening. You have to, obviously, like always, if you get punished, you're going to have to have witnesses. Fine, whatever the rules are, always for warning. Fine, so where we hold them here? Fine, so again, we said we thought this case is a positive and then a negative. We say it's not true. This positive we know from Onus. So really, the Torah is telling you, don't divorce her, negative, do not divorce her. Right. And they'll say, but if you do, marry her on the second time. So it's a negative and then a positive.
Right.
Which then we always learn that there's no malchus. So it's not a problem. We're not, it's nothing.
It's
again,
not a reason, for Rabbi Yochanan to flip.
For Rabbi Yochanan to back down. Good. That's the Gemara said.
So the Kabbalah Homer didn't stick. And in fact, it's back to.
But right now, the Kabbalah Homer is sticking. We haven't disproved the Kabbalah Homer.
Next step.
Right now, the Kabbalah. Right now, the Kabbalah Homer just knocked off Onus.
He's sorry.
And all we did is knock off Onus. I'm
sorry. Go back and forth now.
That's right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're going to try and use Ona is going to come and try and use another Kabbalah Homer to knock off Onus again. Right now, Onus is holding. Right now, Onus was not holding, is the reason why Rabbi Yochanan flipped. We just knocked off Onus.
Correct.
Right?
Perfect.
Because the Kabbalah Homer.
Right.
Now, Ona is going to try. Well, first, the Gemara is going to knock off this Kabbalah Homer, right?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah,
first of all, the Gemara is going to say it's not a Kabbalah.
And then Onus is going to try again. Ona is going to try again and put another Kabbalah.
Fine. So the Gemara asks, Va'akati, the first word on the line, Va'akati. Va'akati, and it speaks like still, Onus from Matzah Shemra Elohim. I cannot learn Onus from a Kabbalah Homer from Matzah Shemra. Why? Dika Lamifra, because there is to ask. You could ask on a Kabbalah Homer, you could refute it, and he tell me like this, Ma'al Matzah Shemra. Shekin like umisham. What is it by Mitzvah Shemra that maybe you force him to marry this woman? We find that by Mitzvah Shemra that we're very strict over there. We find halach which we never find anywhere else that we give double jeopardy. We learned earlier you never give double jeopardy. And over there, the Gemara learns that Rashi means it's a Gemara that says over there you do give double jeopardy because the pasuk specifically says he has to pay money, he has to pay 200 just to the father, and he gets malchus. So maybe Mitzvah Shemra is very strict for some reason. We don't know why. But the reality is, we see it's very strict.
But it's not necessarily a double penalty because
it
one is to the father.
It's still double penalty. We're giving him a double penalty. You're right. It's not a mistake. It's not. But the point is, he has to pay money and he has to get malchus. I mean, it's always like that. He used to pay money to the other person and he's getting malchus. Double. It's a double penalty. So even maybe over there, it's a double penalty. So we're very strict. So we also force you to marry her, right? So say Malam, it's a Sherish Gain like Umashal. Right?
Period.
So therefore,
period. That's
yeah, so therefore we're saying you can't tell me that just since if a case Baba says Shemra, you have to marry her for sure over here, right? We were saying this case you know already from here. If in the case someone says Shemra, you have to marry her, for sure over here you have to marry her. That's what we said, right?
Right.
If over here you have a positive mitzvah to marry her, for sure over here you have a positive mitzvah to marry her. So it must be it came afterwards. Must be the positive commandment came after, and so it's referring to a second marriage. That's what we said. If, have you startled? If you don't need it to tell you to marry the first, why do we need a pasuk to tell you you should marry her right the first time?
Because we have the Kabbalah
Homer. Right? Because we have the Kabbalah Homer. So we said it must be the positive commandment is coming for this to marry her the second time. That's what we said.
Right.
Well, I think we're asking now that maybe, what's the word saying?
maybe I can't learn this first marriage from Matzei Shemra. Why? Because that's a very strict case. Matzei Shemra is very strict. We see we give double jeopardy, we make him pay money to the father and get whipped. So that's why you also have to marry her. But maybe our case, where you don't get all these punishments, we don't make you pay and get Malchus, we don't make you get both. Maybe you'll get Malchus and you don't get both. So maybe over here you don't have to marry her. Which means I need this pasuk over here, I need the first pasuk to tell me they have to marry her.
It goes back on top again.
So tell me, maybe I really need this pasuk to marry.
Right, the onus pasuk to marry. Originally, you really, really need the original onus pasuk. Because you're not supposed to call Omer.
Right.
So now we're back again to Rabbi Yochanan's retraction.
Yeah. So we're back again that onus is the reason, right, exactly, why Rabbi Yochanan retracted. If we knock off the Kabbalah Homer, then we're back again to the reason why Rabbi Yochanan retracted his onus.
But that's what we're holding right now. So we're saying, because that's the difference. Where is Rashi? Is Rashi here?
There's Rashi Vakati. What does Rashi say? Vakati and still. Ha'istrich lemichtave. We need the Torah to write it, which means we need the Torah to write the positive commandments. The Yeshna in Yilafanim. We need it for the topic beforehand, meaning we need it to teach me. We need it to teach me Lafanav. Right. In the case of honesty, that you have to marry her the first time. The Eloi Kastvei. Because if it didn't, the Torah did not write it that you have to marry her the first time. Anis from Mitzvah Shemra, loy gomar. Anis from Mitzvah Shemra, I would not have learned from a Kavah Chomer. Why? Da'ano amino, because I would say, ma'al Mitzvah Shemra, what is it in the case of Mitzvah Shemra? Dinu, maybe we have a rule over there. She kansu, lakansu, we give a knas that he must marry her. Shekin, just like we saw, that like a umashalin, just like this, that we make him pay. Get Malchus and pay b'tchilasai originally, because it'll seem like the pasuk says the yisru asai that they should pain him and va'anchu asai and punish him. Va'amrina b'ksuas, we say in the Gemara ksuas daf ma'avot amud aleph. The yisru, we interpret the word v'yisru that Malchus, that he gets Malchus. We understand from that pasuk, right? That the pasuk in this scenario is telling you v'yisru asai, you give him Malchus and you punish him. So we see maybe over there, we even since it's double jeopardy, that's why you have to marry her. And maybe a case of Inus. I wouldn't know you have to marry her. And therefore, the pasuk that tells you have to marry her, I need to use for the first marriage. Right? We wanted to say, it's simple the first time you have to marry her, from a Kavah Chomer. So the pasuk that's saying you have to marry her must be from the second, to telling you have to marry her the second time. Right? However, now, the Gemara is saying, that no, maybe, I need it to tell me even the first time. My Kavah Chomer is not a good Kavah Chomer. Right. That's the Gemara is holding right now. So Gemara tries something else. Why did they try something else? I say, Ella, rather, lo yoymar. Let's see, Elisha Moetzi Shemer. Try it this way. I don't need the pasuk. Torah shouldn't write the pasuk of Lasili Isha Moetzi Shemer. Veligmar me'anis. And flip, go the opposite. Make a Kavah Chomer the opposite way. Go from Moetzi Shemer to Anis. Go from Anis. Meaning, Uma anis, in a case of anis where a person forced the lady, she'ena like umashalin. Even though we're lenient on you, that you do not have to get malchus and pay, and still Amarachmana the Torah teaches you, v'lai si'eli isha, that you should, to him she should be for a woman, you have to marry her. So, Matzi Shemra, lakal shekein. Matzi Shemra, isn't it obvious all the more so? Matzi Shemra, we're over there, we do give you mamon and malchus, we do give you double jeopardy. For sure, we should have to marry her.
Right.
So why does the lama nemar? So why does the Torah speak it out? If I don't need it for the topic of matzis shemra, because I know from a kavah chomer, I could use it for the case of onus that you have to marry her. Now I do not need it for before, because the Torah speaks out clearly that you should marry her on the first time. Because that's the pasuk. Where you're saying the pasuk is referring to the first time. Tineo ini la'achrav, I will use it for afterwards.
It's
It's weird.
It's not weird. It's very clear.
It's very weird. No, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. Just say. Or you write it out. You get to say that doesn't make sense.
Everything's beautiful. Everyone's writing it out again.
Just taking the same pattern and overlaying onus to Motzi Shemra instead of Motzi Shemra to onus. It's the same formula.
We'll see. What do we want to do first? What do we first try? What do we first
try to onus?
First we try to say it's a compound. Like this. We have Motzi Lishra two times. We have a case of Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra. We have a case of onus. It says we're here from log. T'Elisha. So over here, you should marry her. Well, I see Elisha says, fine, case where he said Motzi Shemra on the lady, that you should met that. Over there, the Pasuk says, right, that he has to marry her. It said also by the case of Inus, also it says you have to marry her. So what do we want to do first? First thing we want to start like this. Yeah, it says, let's see Elisha both come. So what do we want to try to do first? Why I first went this way? We said, that you don't need it to say Lasi Elisha by honest. See, this is extra. This one is extra. Right? Why? Because I learned it from a Kabbalah Chaver. If in a case I went to Shemra, we're over here, you just did it, there was no action. Right here, there was no action. Then there's no action. And still you have to marry her, right? So for sure, over here, you have to marry her.
Where there is action.
By honestly enforced her. For sure you're going to have to marry her. So what am I going to do with this part? I don't need to teach me that you should marry her.
Right.
So I'll use it to teach you the halacha of marrying, doing this second
remarry.
Marriage.
Remarry.
To tell you to remarry.
Okay, wonderful.
Second? Yes. Second? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fine. Kavli Wire says that's not a good kavli. You know why? Because over here, you're right, there was no action. So you were learning this is a lenient case. And if, in the more lenient case, you have to marry her, for sure, in the stricter case, you have to marry her. That's what we said. The word says, I don't think this case is so lenient. I don't think what's true is so lenient. I'll prove to you it's not so lenient. Because we see, we give you double jeopardy. We make you pay and malchus. So maybe we also throw on to you marry her. So you can't make a kavli chaimer from here to Inus. Maybe I'm a more lenient case. We don't know why it seems like the Torah is being more lenient by me. So maybe over there you have to marry her, because we give you double jeopardy, marry her. Well, here you don't have to marry her.
Front, kill
the That's what Wire says. Wire says you have no kalachar. So comes to Wire says, I'll make kalachar the other way. If in a case of Inus, right? And over there, you
don't pay, you don't get back.
You don't have to pay, we don't give you double jeopardy, so therefore this case, right, there's no double, right, there's no double jeopardy, right? We don't give you double punishment, ever.
But you do pay. He does pay.
Fine, I'll pay, there's no double. I mean, we're not making. So over here, we're not giving you double. We're not also giving you malchus.
Right.
Correct. You get a baby. We're not also giving you double. And still, you have to marry her. Right? So this is more lenient. For sure, over here, where we're strict on you, because there is double jeopardy, for sure, we'll make you marry her.
Fine.
That's why I say now. So what must be? So one second. Wait. So what does this mean? So this means this plus is extra, correct? I know this from a Kabbalah Chaimer. So if in the case where you're lenient, there's no double jeopardy, you have to marry, for sure, you have to marry. Right, so this is extra much. Now, I don't need it for Motzi Shemra. Because I don't need it for Motzi Shemra. So what do I want to do? I'll tell you, I'll use it for the second marriage in a case of onus. I don't need it for Motzi Shemra. Right? So I'll use it. So a first marriage by onus, I know. The Torah tells me there's a first marriage. The Torah said...
No, if you're going to say that's the first marriage...
Because that's a pasuk. The pasuk, that's the first marriage. She's going to realize.
Then that doesn't do anything to her.
It does. It talks about an extra aseit coming afterwards. So this is going to be the aseit that came afterwards. That's what we're doing. It's not going to be this one staying where it is. Which means you have aseit. You have the first lesson, like this.
Marry her
first time, number one.
Do not divorce her.
And then it's a new aseit.
Through the Motzi Shemra.
Good. And that aseit is that's the word thing. That aseit is what's going to fix me. That's the word thing. So I have aseit over here, Inus. The first says, it's the positive part, Inus says, Lo yisil isha, right? Fine. Basically, it says, not the time to marry him. It says over here, by Inus, right? It says marry her. This aseit number, this marrying her, number one, time number one. Good. Then you divorce. Right. So the puzzle about I have the puzzle about Motzi Shemra that I'm gonna use it, right? Then you divorced, right? Then the guy divorced her. The puzzle from Motzi Shemra. right? Which says, oh, so then he should have divorced.
Negative
divorced
her. Plus negative minus. Plus.
Fine. Then he divorced her. Fine. Plus.
Right.
Negative. Plus. Right. Then it says, don't divorce her, right? Don't divorce her. That's fine. Don't divorce her. And then the Pasuk where it says shame, right, is telling me to marry her the second time.
So they're using the Pasuk. First
custom
of marrying her for Motzei
Shem
Ra to put into the end of
Correct. So now what's my essay? Right?
So what's my essay now? So it's who's saying right. What's my essay? The essay is gonna fix me up. It's not the essay from Ines. The essay that's gonna fix me up with the essay from Motzei Shem, which I didn't need, it was extra, that's gonna be the essay after my life's essay. And therefore it won't be Malchus. Because this is my essay. This is from Motzei Shem Ra's my essay. That's where my essay comes from.
Can it call the home and work the way you did it the second time? From onus to
motivation?
Yeah, why not? Can it work that way?
As of now, yes. The Gemara's not going to like it soon. But yes, as of this minute, yes. Right now, the Gemara's not going to like it.
Is there a fundamental...
No, no problem. No, it's just a technical problem we're going to find. Fundamentally, it's fine. If in a case of onus, we're very lenient, you have to marry her. In a case of onus, we're lenient on you, right? And even though we're very lenient, you still have to marry her, right? For sure, in the case where we're strict on you, for sure you're going to have to marry her. Right? It's like, if in a case where we're lenient on you. Stop over here. Stop over here. I'm out of touch. Fine.
Fine, for sure. I think it's good.